Welcome, everybody. We have June 2011, Tuesday, the 14th. This is a very auspicious day in our coming out of the 2,000-year history of the Piscean Age into the Aquarian Age as we move from a third chakra to a fourth chakra consciousness on the planet. And we see all around that the polarity is happening, the duality is being exposed, the shifts between darkness and light, and more people are waking up to, you can see in the news, two things, two being taken advantage of, systems that aren't working, systems that are crumbling, and moving into our new path of power, where we're moving into the collective Messiah, where individually we're all waking up together. And together, as we share our consciousness of awakening, we are helping the Gaia planet Earth, of which we are a part, to ascend. And my experience of ascension is that the planet herself is moving into what I experience to be a new orbit, and that we are stabilizing her orbit, her new path, as she ascends. So we are part of grounding and stabilizing this ascension process as we move rapidly forward into 2012. So this demarcation that we're working with today is these three eclipses, of which this is the second part, is part of the process of anchoring in this stability of what we'll be experiencing for the next 2,000 years. So it's not just three eclipses that are going to affect us temporarily. What's happening right now is anchoring in, heralding in new rays, new frequencies, new energies onto the planet that we are anchoring in now that will be with us. With this full moon, this power path full moon, this lunar eclipse, which will be happening tomorrow, but we're feeling the effects right now, has to do with pushing for a new alignment. And this new alignment is, as we've been talking about, that alignment with moving closer to the alignment with the galactic center, moving us out of this feeling of isolation that we've so experienced during the Piscean Age, this feeling that we're alone, struggling, being dominated by the patriarchy, not having a voice, not having the voice of the goddess being heard, not having the voice of the divine feminine being heard. So it's almost like the hands of the clock are moving ever more towards that galactic center, that full power rushing through each of us individually into awakening who we are, into awakening like the flowering of a rose, into the awakening of the beauty of Gaia, the beauty of ourselves. This is what we're talking about in terms of these three eclipses. So technically tomorrow, June 15th at 2:14 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, the second eclipse will happen, which is the third, the triad of eclipses. So this new eclipse will push us. So if you felt crazy, you felt that your buttons have gotten pushed lately, that's what these eclipses are doing. They're definitely shape-shifting us. It's a time to be fluid. It's a time to flow, which is, of course, a quality of the divine feminine, which is flow. And the divine masculine is the stable, the om that holds the space. And the divine feminine is the flow. The divine feminine is the Shakti. The divine feminine is that which moves, that which can shapeshift, that which can give birth to. So this has been definitely a button-pushing time, a time to hold the flow. And several people were asking me about my trip here from San Diego to the Midwest, where I'm surrounded by green trees and pulsing life force, a little different than San Diego, but it's a very beautiful mother energy. And I think what happened on my trip is symbolic of an expression of what this eclipse represents. And I'm sure that you've all had your own experiences in your own way, but I'll just briefly relate mine as a point of interest. So I took a night flight from San Diego to Chicago, and then it landed about 3 a.m. in the morning San Diego time, about 5 a.m. Chicago time, and 2 hours later, 7:15, I was supposed to get on another flight into Indianapolis, where I would take a shuttle into Bloomington near Indiana University, where I went to school. So I landed, I was all groggy, I was half asleep, I didn't know where I was or anything energetically. So I made my way over via a shuttle to another terminal to where the plane was supposed to be taking off. And a little while later, some other people appeared. There didn't seem to be many people around. And I heard them talking, and I found out that the plane from Chicago to Indianapolis had simply been canceled. So I thought, okay, I'll just get on the next plane. But through a series of running around and being told, go here, don't go here, go to that terminal, a lot of running around, carrying a very heavy carry-on, because originally I'd had two carry-ons, one that had wheels, where I placed my other one on top of it, but I had been told I had to check that one. Just a series of misunderstandings because there wasn't enough room on the plane, and then there was. Lugging all this heavy carry-on around, and then I get to customer service, there's nobody there, and they said, you have to pick up a phone. I picked up a phone. It was just like when you call from your house. You will be placed on hold, the next available operator, so I couldn't get through. Anyway, so I finally made my way to where the next airplane was taking off, which was 9 o'clock. And found out that there's 35 people trying to get on a plane that holds 50 people that's totally booked. I met with some people, and we started talking, and they'd been waiting since the night before, and we decided that we were going to rent a car and drive down. So it was an answer to my prayers. I had been chanting, calling upon the divine, calling upon the goddess, calling upon Guru Ram Dass, and it was interesting. So I found out that they were going to make the plane and I wasn't, which is what happened. So then I thought, oh, my prayers aren't being answered. I'm going to be stuck here forever, because there were some other planes, but there were so many people waiting to get on them and all the planes were completely booked. So they were trying to put me on a plane that left the next day, and I was really ready to get out of the airport. So what happened was I was, you know, calling upon the angelic kingdom, calling upon my goddess, calling upon Guru Ram Dass. And as I was standing there, a lady walked by and said, I'm renting a car, I'm driving down, I have room for two more people and whoever wants to come. And everybody else just kind of stood there. And she happened to be right by me, and it was a big waiting area. I could have been in another part of it. And I just followed her. I said, I'm coming. And we got a rental car, and we drove down, and right as we got into Indianapolis, my luggage, which I was really worried about, arrived from yet another flight that I know I wouldn't have gotten on. I picked up my luggage, and then there was a shuttle there to take me to where I was going. So once I got past all the frustration, and I just called upon the higher dimensions, things opened up for me. So the story had a happy ending. But as we heard on the beginning of the call, the energies have been pretty crazy the last few days. So what we're talking about now with this full moon eclipse moving forward is this is a time. This story illustrates my story, and I'm sure everyone has their own. The story illustrates it is a time, it's a void time, and it's a time to really call upon higher frequencies and let this new alignment lead the way. And this is what's happening. We have a Sagittarius full moon lunar eclipse tomorrow. The Sagittarius bow, what it's doing is it's showing the way. It's aiming farther than it's ever aimed before, not just to your next goal, not just to the horizon, not just to your next goal on the planet, but to the galactic center of the Milky Way. So we are now having a straight shot to connect beyond all of our preconceived notions, all of who we thought we were, all of these Piscean patriarchal structures, all these ways we've been feeling dominated. This alignment to the galactic center, this alignment is pushing us beyond the container of beliefs that we've had on the planet for the last 2,000 years. So this is a big moment to open up the next 2,000 years. So whether this call is happening today or years from now, this is a frequency that you can tune into from now on to align yourself to the new energies, to the divine feminine. This fiery Sag moon is conjuncting the North Node, and the North Node points the new way. It's the way that illuminates the next step in our evolution. It expands our beliefs. It expands our vision. So it's a time to anchor in a big vision. It expands the truth of the Gaia, the truth of the divine feminine that we are. So this is an expansion. This is time to link beyond what's been just planetary consciousness to galactic consciousness. This is a moment to realize how deep our connections are to the realms beyond our physical senses. So this is what I just explained and highlighted in my story. And again, I'm sure each of you has your stories. So watch for what expands you beyond your physical expense. Physical senses, and see and notice that you're going to find yourself this summer in the middle of this whole period where it's just going to push and pull us and shape-shift us till we can flow with the higher frequencies of the divine feminine, the higher frequencies of that expanded galactic consciousness. So these eclipses are going to bring forth any unresolved emotional or subconscious natures. And I was working with a friend of mine who was saying that she wanted to really open up to receiving more. She lost her job. She didn't have any money. She wants to travel. And what popped in was this image of a sadhu and the beliefs around that you had of a past lifetime where you, being spiritual, was being poor, and being able to align spiritually was giving up all your earthly wealth, and the village would take care of you. And I saw so clearly that she was still controlled by that image in her subconscious. And just seeing that and communicating that to her, that image started to dissolve. So if there's something that comes up for you that you feel some lack or something that's in your way, just see if you can tune in yourself to what image, what subconscious image may be behind that. Because at this time, these images are just paper tigers. They can dissolve very quickly. And that's what I also saw with another person I worked with, did a session with last night, that he had an image of actually having killed people in a past life, and there was initially a lot of blood around him, but he had paid off his karma so many times over, and we were able to tune into the souls that he had actually done in that lifetime, and they were actually doing really horrific things, and it was just kind of a group liberation for him and all the souls, and all that image again just completely melted, and he just was just flying in the stars. It was so beautiful. So this is a moment where just by thinking about something, we can release subconscious fears or images that may have been lodged in our subconscious for thousands of years, or maybe lodged in the collective subconscious of the Earth. So by tuning into these stellar frequencies, the starry, starry night frequencies, as I was seeing them last night, you can help dissolve the collective unconscious at this moment in time during this summer eclipse period, June 1st through July 1st. It's a pressure cooker to move forward. So this time is a time to heal the masculine, from feelings of deep isolation and separation, to connection with the divine feminine. What is this divine union that we're seeking, where we feel so divine and balanced with the masculine and feminine? It's not domination now. It's balance. It's divine union. It's release of all feelings of being victimized, and release of the divine feminine from the feelings of anger moving into forgiveness, what's gone before. So whether we feel it personally or feel it collectively, it's just a time to really breathe into our hearts, and with that breath, that big breath, lifting up on the diaphragm and exhaling, we can just make a big space to move forward. Forgiveness is giving forward. It's kind of like the pay it forward movement that we've seen. So we're giving forward. That's what causes forgiveness. It's just a space to move forward. So we're rebalancing this at this time, and it can happen really quickly. And we're moving into this quantum field, which just makes everything happen really fast. And this is where we have these energies. We have Chiron working in conjunction with Neptune in Pisces, and this supports the North Node access there. And all of that means is the wounded healer has now opened up, and we can dream a new dream. So you don't have to get, when we can move forward, you don't have to get locked into psychological or astrological terms. We're just, it's the space to move forward, to redirect what we want, to redirect our energies into the balancing of the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and that we can quickly let those paper tiger images fall away, and we can move into our courage to engage into the shift that's so sacred right now. It's a sacred shift. It's moving into the divine collective as a sacred consciousness, living in a sacred way on the earth, and how to manifest in a sacred way. So manifesting in a sacred way has to do with calling upon our goddesses, our angels, Guru Ram Dass. It's a chasm. We're straddling this chasm right now, moving from the mundane into trusting that these galactic energies are real. They're not just something out of our imagination. We're working with Ceres, the goddess of the grain, the mother of the earth, the nourisher of all people. And we're working with this to remind us to maybe plant some flowers, maybe have our own garden, maybe have our own herb garden. And there's a lot of grassroots movements right now, going back to people growing their own food, going back to what is the real source of nourishment on the planet. So it's all working together. It's all working together to call us back, to call us back to living in a sacred way, in our hearts, in our love with others. We're moving into the summer solstice, June 21st. It's very, very close now. So these are very powerful, powerful times, powerful points. Solstice is the time to reset your frequency, and that's what Yogi Bhajan used to tell us. And he's here right now saying, yes, anchor in the summer solstice, whether you're in New Mexico or wherever you are. Move into your heart. Move into your heart of Gaia. And know that this is a powerful time that resets your frequency for your whole next year. It's the longest day of the year, the most light on the planet. So create a container for connection and support. Use this instrument of the South, the summer solstice. Drum. It's a time to drum, a time to celebrate and connect with the earth, the heartbeat of the mother. So drum with the heartbeat of the mother. Drum with the heartbeat of life. And bring back into life the sacredness. Bring back into life the expansion. Bring back into life the union, the connection with all of Earth, aligned with all of the galaxy, so that we're no longer an isolated planet, but we feel the truth, the vibration, and the love of the galactic core coming through to us, healing us and taking us to the next level and taking us into the quantum field and taking us into the ascension frequencies. So here we are. We're moving out of the head into the truth of our hearts, and we're moving into the flow of the divine feminine. And this is what will support us as we move forward, as we move forward in this divine union. We're blessing the earth, we're blessing the moon, and we're blessing the sun. And that's where we are today, and I'm so happy everybody's here as we're moving into our chant, our Ramadasa chant. Remember, inhaling, lifting up your diaphragm, opening up your heart. With the ah sound, send out the ceiling, way to the center of the galactic core.